Gentas presents Murder Across the Lines by Janice Frost. Performed by Fran Burgoyne. Chapter 1. Jane. 21st of May, 2019. The droning of a motorcycle turned heads in the small group of pedestrians waiting at the crossing on Burton Road, its thrum intensifying as the bike veered into view and began overtaking the queue of traffic building up as the lights switched from green to amber. It showed no signs of slowing. At the last moment, its driver swerved sharply to the right, skidding to a halt in front of a startled girl standing at the curbside. A heavy-set man in leathers jumped off the passenger seat and headed purposefully towards her. Sunlight flashed briefly off the visor of his helmet as he pulled her briefly into a tight embrace, only to cast her aside again. He remounted the bike, which roared off, running the lights, smoke belching from its exhaust and tainting the air of the spring morning. The girl made an unsuccessful grab for the pole of the traffic lights, then pitched forwards onto the road to the accompaniment of gasps from startled onlookers. A panicked voice screamed, "She's been stabbed!" Jane Bell, an off-duty special police constable, rushed forwards and dropped to her knees beside the girl. Concerned bystanders pressed around her.
"Stay back. I'm a police officer. Is anyone here a medic? Has anyone called 999? We need police and an ambulance. Now!"
People began jabbing at their phones. No one questioned Jane's authority. Not so long ago, she'd have felt helpless in a situation like this. Now, just over a year in the job, she knew exactly what to do. Except, she wasn't a medic. She'd received only a rudimentary training in first aid. The denim jacket she'd removed and rolled up to press against the wound on the girl's chest was soaked through already. The girl's skin was cold to the touch, her pulse weak, lips and fingernails shadowed blue, all signs that she was rapidly going into shock. Her wide, frightened eyes fixed on Jane's. She struggled to speak.
"Help her!"
a woman cried, her voice urgent, desperate, accusing. Again, Jane's training helped her to stay calm. A man handed her a blanket retrieved from the boot of his car, and she placed it over the girl. She was a scrap of a thing, just into her teens perhaps, looking frail and undernourished. If she had been stabbed in the heart, as Jane suspected, her chances of making it to the hospital were not good. Jane held her hand and whispered, "It's all right. Help is coming." Behind her, a woman began to sob. Jane wished she would move out of earshot. She stroked the girl's hair and held her hand. She was little more than a child. A gurgling sound came from her throat. The death rattle? Please, no. Jane held her breath. The girl was still trying to speak. Jane leaned in until her ear was almost brushing the girl's lips, and she was able to catch a single, breathless word.
"Nate.
Nate." Jane repeated the name aloud so that the girl would know she had heard. Someone was giving a running commentary on the ambulance's progress. By the time the wail of approaching sirens was heard, the girl was already unconscious. The crowd of stunned bystanders now included drivers who'd abandoned their cars to see what was going on. A few people were weeping. One woman crossed herself, clearly believing the girl to be dead. There was so much blood.